During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, if you're selling a haunted house, should you tell the buyers or should you just keep that information to yourself?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yes, it sure is. And if you have a real ghost story, we would love to hear it. Call 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And remember, if you want to be a premium subscriber, you could do that. No commercials, advanced episodes, and access to the complete archive. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or go through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes, and I am so happy to say happy birthday, Harper.
Hi.
Today is your birthday.
Yeah. I'm so excited.
I haven't talked to you in forever. So how old are you today?
I am 12 today.
It doesn't seem possible. It was funny. Dad posted your school picture this week, the one everybody does on the front step, you know. And I'm like, who is this person?
Just me.
Is that Harper? It doesn't look like Harper. She's much too grown up. So what are the plans for your birthday?
Well, we're going to go see the End With Us movie because I read the book and I'm very excited to see it. I'm going to do some shopping and go out for dinner. So that's going to be really cool.
Mm-hmm. So just kind of you and your dad today?
Yeah, definitely. Oh,
that's kind of the perfect day, actually.
Yeah.
Just getting that, have that time together. I am so happy for you.
Thank you. I love spending time with my dad. It's so much fun.
You guys have a really good relationship.
Yeah.
So you're going to have a really fun birthday.
So excited. It's going to be so cool.
I was kind of surprised because Harper's been really busy. Then I've been busy. And then I had surgery. And so we haven't been able to talk forever. And so we just spent like an hour and a half catching up. But I was so happy when you reached out and said, let's record this weekend. Because I'm like, oh, my God, it's her birthday. And she wants to record. So very exciting. So thank you.
I love talking to you.
I feel so special.
I love talking to you, Carol.
I love you, my friend.
I would never not want to record with you. You're so cool.
Yeah, you're going to make me cry. No, I love you very much. And I hope you have a super happy birthday. I wanted to send her a card, but my problem is I can't drive yet because of my hip surgery, and so I couldn't buy her card, so I had to just send her something through through email. It's not nearly as personal, but here you go.
Yeah.
So
let's dive right in. Let's listen to some ghost stories.
Yeah, so here's an interesting story, and it does create like an interesting scenario because if your house is haunted and you sell your house, in some states, you do have to disclose that, but it's only like a couple states. So would you tell them, would you not? So here's the story. It says, before my family and I lived in our current house, we lived around the corner in a smaller one. We left after only living there for 2.5 years. My dad always told us it was because we needed a bigger house, But when I was around 15 or 16, he told me the truth. When we first moved in, it was great. We had lovely neighbors who we got really close to, and as I was only 2 and my brother was 5, we never noticed anything, and if I did, it would be hard to remember. But my dad had a couple very strange things happen to him. The first one was when he was home alone and he fitted a TV aerial in the loft. I will stop here, and do you know what that is?
No.
Okay, so way back when, before there was cable TV and then streaming TV came along, you literally had to put an antenna on your house to pick up 3 or 4 channels. That's how you did it. And then like at my house, that haunted house we lived in when I was a kid, it was a big 2-story house. So my dad would be up on the roof and then there'd be a kid in one bedroom, a kid at the top of the stairs, kid at the bottom of the stairs. And then you'd have to relay the information because he would have to turn the antenna so you could get the TV picture in clearer. Isn't that crazy? So it was a lot of work back in the day.
Yeah.
So that's what it sounds like. They call it an aerial. We call it antenna. He was drilling into the wood when he heard someone shout, "Steve, what are you doing?" right in his ear. It gave him a massive fright, but he passed it off to being tired from the night shift and he carried on working. The whole paranormal slash ghost thing scares my mom, even though she's not ever seen anything. So because of that, he didn't want to run that by her. Anyway, the next occurrence was similar to the first one. This time he was vacuuming in the sitting room and he heard again, "Steve, what are you doing?" He knew this time it wasn't just in his head. He asked his friends if they had ever heard anything, but no one came up with any stories. He's always been a little sensitive, but never found an interest. Total waste of talent, I know. I think that's funny.
Yeah.
He would often hear my brother talking to someone in his room, and when he would go in, my brother would act like nothing had happened. One night, he was lying in bed and he woke up, but he didn't want to open his eyes. It was sleep paralysis because he pulled his quilt up to his face and he said he could feel something just leaning over him, which is interesting for sleep paralysis because normally you can't pull your quilt up to your face.
Yeah.
You're kind of stuck there, like, therefore paralysis.
So was it sleep paralysis?
Exactly.
Or selective sleep paralysis?
Or was it something in his room leaning over him?
Yeah.
He waited for what felt like 20 minutes, but in reality, it only lasted a couple. He opened his eyes and he thought he was being daft and should man up. Because he was awake, he went to the toilet, but when he went to the bottom of the bed, he hit a cold spot. He said it was freezing. The last thing that happened was the final straw of this haunting. Happened one night, my dad woke up, he heard a baby crying. Bearing in mind that I was 3 and my brother was 6, he woke up to a baby crying, but it wasn't loud and it was coming from downstairs. And this creeped the hell out of him. He was mortified to see there was nothing there when he got downstairs. And when he stepped into the sitting room, the crying suddenly stopped. 3 months before we moved out, he was back with my mom and 3 or 4 other couples, one of which lived back to back with our house. And my dad got to talking about ghosts and the weird things that had happened. But he never mentioned the crying baby story because he thought it was too sad for a dinner conversation. The husband of the couple that lived back to back with us brought up a story about a baby crying. And his wife tried to stop him from telling the story because she was scared it would affect the house sale if they ever wanted to move. When we moved out, my dad heard other people who lived around the street also heard a baby cry. Some didn't even have kids in their house. The house we live in now is great, and no one has had any experiences. Still, the woman who bought the house from my parents became friends with us, and one day she came around, and she seemed a bit on edge. She asked if I could go upstairs so she could talk to my parents, and I did. My dad told me that she asked if they had ever experienced anything in the house, and because my dad never told my mom was confused, and my dad just acted like nothing had ever happened. It wasn't until she asked about someone shouting at her that it freaked my dad right out. He said he got chills through his body. She thought she was going mad and it was too much for her. They moved out after 1.5 years of living there. And since they moved out, 5 different people have been there, none lasting longer than 3 years. And now there's a single woman who has weird satanic stuff hanging up in the windows. Looks like she's into witchcraft and she seems a bit odd, but it looks like she's the only person who can stay there. Some people must just like living with ghosts. Anyway, love the show, Alex. So there's the question. So if you're having experiences in the house and you're not legally required to tell them that the house is haunted, would you tell them? Like, because, you know, it's kind of with the whole paranormal thing anyway, you always run the risk of being judged by other people when you do tell them that you had an experience. So now you could be judged at the cost of selling your house. Like, they could be like, these people are crazy. We're not buying that house. Or you scare them off. Or do you go ahead and sell it? And then the people who live there now have to deal with it. And the same thing was happening to her that was happening to him.
I mean, I wouldn't tell, I guess, just because why would I?
Because if you're legally not required to.
I mean, like, I just want to get out of the house. Why would I say something that, like, would be an incentive for people not to buy the house?
Right. Because if I was buying this house, and if the girl would have told me, it is haunted, but here are the good points, I'd be like, no, thanks. I'll keep on looking. I would not have considered it.
Yeah.
Although I am the one who did ask her at closing, is it haunted? And she's like, not at all. I'm like, okay, thank you. Just needed to know.
Yes.
Just so I just think that's an interesting scenario. Like, if you were in that situation and you had just moved around the corner on top of it, so you kind of know this person to the point where obviously you sold the house and you live around the corner. So she comes over and she's like, by the way, somebody's been shouting at me. I don't know. I don't think if I didn't legally have to tell him, I'd want out so bad. I think I would just, okay, it's yours. Yeah. Not my problem anymore. Okay, yeah, well, here is a phone call. Let's give it a listen.
Hey, guys. Hope everything is well. Just want to call you guys up and tell you my story. My wife and I had married at the age of 19, and we decided to get a house and rent it. And so we, like I said, we were 19, and one day I was sitting there watching TV, and I'm sitting here, and the door or my chair was against the wall, and the door was right behind me, the front door. And then if you're looking forward in the, when I was sitting in the chair, it went into a kitchen, and then there was a bedroom off to the side. So there was like two bedrooms in this little house. And when we first moved in, we were bringing all of our stuff in, and we had a bunch of extra stuff. So the back bedroom, we would store all this, all of our boxes, and it went into the back room as we're putting the boxes in. And I looked over my wife and I said, honey, man, this room just feels really weird. It just felt sad and like dark. And she's like, yeah, I noticed it too. And I'm a very receptive person. I've always felt like in my life that I really can sense things and I really can kind of read people pretty well. And I've never really took it to a next level where talking to somebody and walking to their house. I've done it once, but I'm just very receptive, and I've always been kind of scared to like go down that road to sit here and be like, hey, is there anybody here, you know, and just never really wanted to use it that I feel like that I could use it to its full potential. And so we stayed out of that room. We put everything in there. We closed the door. We never went in there. It just felt really weird. So one night I'm sitting here watching TV. And like I said, we were only 19 years old. And I look over to my right. My wife is in the bedroom. I look over at her and she's white. Her face is like white. And I look over at her. I said, honey, is there something wrong, you know? And she looked at me and she goes, or no, she was staring right behind me. And she kept her eyes looking behind me. And she was like in a daze, like in a trance. And she says to me, he's right there. And I'm like, what? What are you talking about? And she's like, he's right there. And I'm like, I take my hand and I'm like waving behind my chair. I'm like, you mean right here? And she says, he's gone. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm like, did you see something? And when she said he's gone, she like came out of this trance. And we always had this problem with cockroaches in the kitchen. I mean, this was an older home. Like I said, we were young. You know, we couldn't afford anything. I think we were paying like $400 a month for rent. And I always had a hard time. Like, we put cockroach traps down, and they'd always be running around the kitchen. And you know, you just think, okay, it's an older home, and maybe, you know, it just has a bug problem. But I've never had that problem with any other home. I mean, I've owned homes for 3 years. Or I've owned homes 3 times. I'm 46 years old now. So, you know, I've moved to California, gotten different homes and stuff like that. And so one day I'm outside and my neighbor, I told him, I said, sounds kind of, feels a little weird. I said, it's kind of weird. I said, and they said, well, did you ever hear what happened? Did your landlord ever tell you what happened in the house? I said, no, what are you talking about? And she said, well, the guy that used to live there lost his wife, and he was sitting in the kitchen one day and blew his head off with a shotgun. I said, are you serious? And she said, yeah. And I put two and two together. So, yeah, we ended up moving out of that home like within 3 months. And we were kind of upset because I thought there was a law at one time that said, like, if something weird happened with the house, they have to disclose it to you. I don't know. I thought I heard something like that, but I don't know. I would doubt there would be a law about paranormal activity, but yeah, that's my story. It was really weird. I've only had one other episode of my life where I thought I saw something. I was a kid and saw like this. I woke up in the middle of the night and saw this dark figure in the corner, which is really weird because I grew up in a fundamentalist Christian home, and I wouldn't expect something like that. And then I like quickly got underneath the covers. I was probably only 10 years old or something. But anyway, that's my story. Hope you guys have a good day. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
So isn't that funny? We were just talking about that in the first story.
Yeah, we were, weren't we?
Yeah. And so I looked it up. In the states that you do have to disclose paranormal activities, New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, and Minnesota.
You know what else I found interesting? How they talked about the cockroaches. Because cockroaches actually symbolize bad luck.
Oh, and they're just so gross anyway.
Yeah.
And you're living with cockroaches. And I'm telling you, once you have them like that, it's really hard to get rid of them.
Yeah.
Because it does seem like that was a really weird situation with a wife. Like, he's right there, whatever she said. Like, she was in a trance.
That's weird.
So I'm going to assume that was the guy who committed suicide.
Yeah, I'm going to assume that too, because who else would it be?
Oh, I would be moving out right away as well. Good rent is $400 a month, but can't do it.
Honestly.
I'd be like, honey, let's go up to $500 a month and find someplace better. That was creepy. And then, like, I get what he's saying about being sensitive, but also not wanting to totally open that up. I get that. Because once you do, like, can you take that step back?
It's hard to go back, actually.
And do you want the information that you might open yourself up to?
Half the time, no. Absolutely not.
And, like, what he said was, you know, like, asking a question like, who is here? And I've talked to so many paranormal investigators for the Grave Talks, and they all say that's not what you ask. Don't ask a question that allows just anybody to come through.
Exactly.
I'm like, that's interesting. So let's do one more quick story. It says, hey guys, I have quite a few stories, but I will share only one for now. Around 2006, I was in Maine with a good friend of mine dirt biking at his family's house in essentially the middle of nowhere Maine with his mom and sister. On the way up, he told me about the house being haunted, and in particular, the widow's walk was the most haunted, followed by some noises around the house. So I'll stop there real quick, too. Are you familiar with what a widow's walk is?
No, okay. I have no clue.
So in like the late 1800s, in the 1800s, maybe into early 1900s, these big old houses might be two or even three stories tall. And at the top, the roof is flat. And then they have a railed area. It might be a steel railing, might be a wood railing around that.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
Yes, I have.
So that's what the widow's walk is. Now, there's some, because like what I had always heard was the reason they did it was especially that part of the country, the men would go out to sea and the women could be on top of the house and they could see farther. Yeah. And I've heard like out in my part of the country, they would do it so you could see, you know, if somebody was going off on horseback, you could see them coming back. And so the widow's walk part was you would go up and look for your husband who never came home. So that's where the widow's walk comes through.
That's sad.
But I've also read that they were also like now they're kind of just used for cool decks. You know, you can go up there and hang out. But that they would store water, like put buckets up there to capture water. So if there was a fire in a furnace, they could put water or even sand down it.
Yeah.
So they would store that on the top of the house. So that's what the widow's walk is.
Okay, so it's kind of sad and useful.
Mm-hmm. So the first night we slept there around 11 p.m. that evening, my friend was asleep, and for a good two or three minutes, I heard them walking around upstairs by where his mom and sister were sleeping. The next morning, I asked who was walking around at 11 o'clock, and they claimed they were all fast asleep. For the next few nights that followed, at the same time, 11 p.m., I would hear footsteps for a good 2 to 3 minutes each night. Finally, on the last night, my friend and I worked up the courage to go sleep upstairs. He was fast asleep by around 10. I was wide awake and frankly scared about what I would see. And at the same time, 11 o'clock that night, I heard the footsteps. Instead of hearing them from downstairs, I heard them from walking down the hall towards where we were sleeping, two doors down from the stairs leading to the widow walk. Frightened, I hid under the covers, and as soon as the walking stopped, I heard a loud bang in the hallway as if a bowling ball had dropped on the floor from the ceiling. As you can imagine, I couldn't sleep that night, but I was so happy we were leaving in the morning. That was probably the first paranormal experience I ever had, and it scared the crap out of me. At first, I was skeptical about the house being haunted, but now I believe it, and I haven't been back since. You guys are awesome. Love the podcast. That was from Nick. See, I think that's so interesting. He heard it every night at the same time.
That's just like creepy.
And I've told this story before. My sister and I were just talking about it on a recent episode, but that happened to me at her apartment. Three nights in a row, Kathy had gone to California. I'm there with my nephew and some other family members. Three nights in a row at 4 a.m. exactly, I woke up to this loud crash. Nobody else heard it, just me. So I could relate to this story. 11 o'clock, he's hearing the footsteps, but nobody else is hearing him. And so is he just kind of more connected with the paranormal and they're able to get through to him? Was he just scared and hearing things? But I don't think he was. I think he actually was hearing it.
Yeah, I think so too.
And the bowling ball sound, you know, maybe that, it almost makes me think, since that night he was on the second upper floor, and so they would have to walk to the widow's walk, which is sounds like what they were doing, and then that would be another staircase up because you're actually going to the roof.
Yeah.
I wonder if the door slammed really hard behind. I don't know.
I could imagine that.
I don't know, but that sure is creepy.
Spooky, scary.
So, if you have a real ghost story, we sure would love to hear it. Call in at 855-853-4802, or you can write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want an ad-free version of the show, along with advanced episodes and access to the archive, Then you can become a premium subscriber. Sign up through Apple Podcasts. Try it 3 days free. Or sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you very much for listening.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.